Spinach is back on grocery shelves now that it looks like the only produce infected with E. coli came from California. But the leafy greens are not out of the news. According to the FDA, 187 people were sickened in 26 states and Canada, including a death in Wisconsin. So far, all of the illnesses have been traced to one spinach packaging plant in California. But spinach farmers have been unable to sell untainted crops all across the country. Nancy Solomon reports.
The spinach crisis of 06 even caused sales to drop in a New York City sandwich chain. At Pret-a-Manger, Roblin Hillman says she was fielding lots of questions, so the company put up a sign telling customers there's no longer any spinach in their sandwiches.
A couple of people even said, I don't want to die because I eat spinach, you know. So, you know, just the signage made it even easier for the rest of the team as well as myself.
Even though the FDA now says it's safe to eat raw spinach grown outside of California's Salinas Valley, the bottom has dropped out of the market. The New Jersey Department of Agriculture, a state with the fourth largest spinach crop, is trying to lure customers back with an advertising campaign.
Good news, produce buyers. You can now purchase fresh spinach grown in New Jersey and know that it is safe for you and your family to eat.
The problem is, there's no labeling to identify Jersey spinach, or any spinach for that matter. Don Patterson, who grows about 3 million pounds of spinach each year in Cranberry, New Jersey, sells to two different packing plants that combine spinach from throughout the Northeast. But he's hoping packers will put stickers on the bags stating the place of origin. As he walks between the rows of his crop, Patterson stoops down to pick a dark green leaf that is at the perfect moment for harvest. He has about 1 week to get this spinach to market, and if consumers don't buy it, he won't be able to sell the crop that will be ready later this month.
Eventually, we'd have to destroy that crop. We're still hopeful that we've got enough media attention now that it's going to bring a fair amount of consumers back to the marketplace. And it would be pure speculation at this point to determine what our sales are going to be. It's all up to the consumer and the consumer confidence.
Spinach just arrived back on the store shelves a few days ago, and there's been no official accounting yet of whether consumers are buying it. At the Pathmark supermarket in South Orange, New Jersey, a few customers said they were buying spinach to cook, but wouldn't be eating it raw anytime soon. Others, like Audrey Winkler, didn't buy any, despite being a big fan of mixing it into salads.
I think I'm going to wait a few weeks. Actually, I was at a restaurant this week also, and I said to her, why do you still have spinach on the menu? And she said, well, everything's fine. And I thought, no, I'm going to skip it this time.
Eastern spinach growers have two seasons, spring and fall, which extends from now until just before Thanksgiving. Patterson's company stands to lose more than $500,000 if it can't sell its spinach, which is grown only for the fresh market. Processors already have their crops purchased for the frozen and canned market, so most of the Jersey spinach could not be converted easily to canned or frozen. So now the farmers must wait and hope that health-conscious buyers of spinach regain trust in the vegetable. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.